The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Almost 33 years, and that tune is still catchy.
Yep.
Still lets everybody know the Outdoors Radio Show is on. Morning, Robin.
Good morning.
A lot of people just joining us here for the second hour of the show. People just wake up to catch the second hour. You missed a lot in the first hour. So we have a caller by the name of Jerry who dropped out, wanted to get in the contest. You need to call back, Jerry. And first caller, I believe, is George, right, Chris?
That's correct.
Hey, George, how are you?
Hi, George.
Hey, good morning, all. And I'm calling primarily to enter the contest, but I wanted to see, I don't know if it's so much a question or an update, if you heard of the, I think it was about a week ago, and about rabid coyote that
bit a
gentleman and his dog. I don't know if the dog died.
I don't know.
It turned out to be rabid, and
yes.
I think they got the coyote and killed the coyote. But in prior shows, didn't you mention that there's like a really bad overpopulation of coyotes?
Well, I didn't say really bad overpopulation, but they are becoming more and more prevalent, and they are they've been seen in Maryland in every county over 20 some years ago. There's no question.
See, I never
about
knew
that
until recently.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, but they just keep expanding their population and their range. And there's numerous photos of them in the city, and apparently this attack on the fellow walking his dog occurred in one of the parks in the city. So
really?
Yeah.
It was one of the parks in the city.
I
don't know why I got mad, but it was somewhere in the Parkville Overly area. But I'm like fuzzy on it.
No, it is. It was in Overly, but apparently there's a small park there where the guy was walking his dog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but there was one shortly before that in Rockville. Where the coyote was rabid and was killed, so and tested positive for rabies. So the coyotes are coyotes, foxes, raccoons, skunks, and something else are all vector species for rabies in Maryland. And you know, if you just go, if you simply go to rabies in Maryland, they'll direct you to the Department of Health, and you can see where the accounts of rabid animals has occurred. You know, I've seen, you see a raccoon walking around in the middle of the daytime. You see a fox walking around in the middle of the daytime that appears to have no fear. Good chances are that that animal has rabies. And there are two different manifestations of rabies. They're called dumb rabies, which the animal appears confused, walks in circles, has no fear of humans, walks up to people. That's one. And then the other one is the rage type of rabies, where the animal goes on attack anything that moves in its you know line of sight, and so you just got, you know, it's really, and it's always fatal. It's always fatal. You know, it's not a disease that there's any kind of cure for. You can get the injections, and I think they've combined a bunch of those shots. It used to be woefully painful and expensive to get a series of shots to prevent you from getting rabies, but you've got to act quickly. You know,
wait a minute. What? You said it. Oh, there's my mic.
What?
Always fatal. It's not always fatal if you get the injection.
Not if you get the injections. No,
I know, but the way you said it, it's always fatal. There's no...
If the infection is allowed to develop, the disease is allowed
to... Okay, the way you said it made it sound...
Yeah. Well, you know, there's rabies.
I don't want to spread stuff that people
there's
are going
rabies
think.
Preventatives for dogs that you can inoculate your dog against rabies. If you're bitten and it's suspicious, you have a certain amount of time to get those preventative measures, to get those series of injections. Okay, it's 24 or 36 hours. I'd have to look, to be honest with you. But anybody would like to call and set me straight on that. But I do know.
Oh, don't worry. I'm Googling already.
If you let the bite or the scratch go and you contract rabies, there's no turning it around because it's a brain disease.
Mm.
So.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I walk daily down Fort McHenry.
Yeah.
And, come to find out, it's a treasure trove of wonderful critters because of the marshland and off to the side of it, you know, by the water.
Sure.
And I had an encounter with a fox. I'm just walking on the trail, and I've seen fox there before. But like you said, this guy was just right off the walk trail.
Yep.
Here I come, but he didn't move. He just like looked at me, and I was thinking, well, I wonder if he's really tame. But instinct kicked in. Hey, remember. They're wild animals.
That's right. They're wild animals. Exactly.
And that's what I did. I kept moving. Yep. I thought, I figured any normal reaction of, you know, a human contact, they would bolt.
They would run. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Unless they're young and don't have any experience with humans. You know, if it's a young, you know, fox that was born this spring, they may be, you know, they may be a little bit more stupid than their adult counterparts. But, you know, but it, like I said, if you see them during the daytime, and, you know, there's no reaction to you, then you better react to them.
But that place is like, you know, like a miniature wonderland.
Oh, sure.
The animal kingdom. And it's like the eagles, fox, you know, snapping turtles, of course, snakes, all kind of birds, you know, osprey. But the most unusual thing that I saw swimming up, you know, the Patapsico were the cow nose rays. I couldn't believe it because I didn't think they migrated this far. I thought they came maybe as far as like maybe southern Virginia or the Carolinas. But
no, the cow nose ray, there's tons of those in the Chesapeake Bay and up the tributaries as well. No question.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it's always exciting. So, all right, well, thank you very much.
All right, well, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
The first person to survive rabies without treatment was a young girl in 2013.
Okay.
And now it's called the Milwaukee Protocol, but it's very rare that you can. You are right. It's not 100%, but it's so rare, it's less than 1.1.
It's like ivory soap, 99.44%, 100% pure, right? Okay.
And some people can develop their own, some people have their own antibodies to rabies.
You know what? I'm not taking a chance.
No, I know that. I just think it's interesting.
It is interesting. Okay. Let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, how's Rob? How are you?
Hey, Glenn.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Okay, I guess.
Uh-huh. You been hunting?
Wet enough to you right now.
Oh, geez. Wet.
Yeah, we almost lost part of our car yesterday, but we didn't.
Yeah, branch, big 10-inch diameter branch, about 20 feet long, about 15 feet long, fell off a neighbor's tree yesterday and landed right behind our car. Took out our fence and our mailbox.
Yeah. I don't know how much rain we've had, but I'm probably going to wait till at least probably this afternoon, formally, but it has a little area that it can be a little squeezy.
Yeah, we, ours got canceled. We had a party to go to last night, and it got canceled because you can't.
It was haunted bingo at the Chesapeake Bay Environmental Center.
Yeah.
Well, you could say that. You're allowed to talk about the Environmental Center.
Mm-hmm. I was just saying the tide was high.
Tide was high. I can't get back to it.
Yeah. But then my nephew got a doe the other day.
Good for him. Good for him. Today's the last day of the season for antlerless deer.
Yeah.
With the muzzleloader. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Exactly. So. But you can still, the beginning of the rut, you know, the rut will start to kick off here very, very shortly. A lot of pre-rut activity right now, and there are bucks chasing does and so forth. So, you know, the big bucks will be following the does. This week will be a good week to go. Cool at night, so, you know, if you take one in the evening and don't locate it right away, it'll be fine. It won't spoil. with the colder weather in the 40s. So, you know, it's a good week to get out there. And the new moon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That means it's for just a couple of nights, there's no moon.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, no moon. That's good, though. That's good for deer hunting.
Yeah.
Why is that good for deer hunting?
Because the deer will still be a little bit active at night, but not as much because they can't see predators.
Mm.
So it's an endemic thing in the deer herd. I mean, it's just part of their nature that they, you know, full moon, they're out all night and, you know, makes it difficult to hunt because they've already gone to bed before we get in the woods. With the new moon, they tend to stay out longer. And the new moon, in my opinion, kicks off a lot of breeding activity. The new moon in October for Sika deer, the new moon in November for white-tailed deer, because they're about a month apart. Doesn't mean you can't, you know, you're not going to see stags, doesn't mean you won't see stags chasing hinds in November. You will, but you're more so likely to see whitetails in the rut than Sika deer. So, anyway, that's my opinion. Well, buddy, thanks for the call.
All right. You all take care of all. God bless.
Good luck,
you
Glenn.
You too, Glenn.
All right.
See you, buddy.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Emmett. Good morning, Emmett.
How you doing, Alan?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Hi, Emmett.
I'm doing very well. God is good.
Yes, indeed.
Alan, I'm looking for, an energy contest, but I'm also looking for a black powder rifle. I went down to Clyde Sporting because a year ago and got on their list.
Yeah.
But he said he doesn't think that anything's going to come out of that.
Really? So,
I'm sorry?
I said, really? You went to Clyde's and obviously are looking at why can't I say the word? Thompson Center, right?
Thompson Center, CBA, something that I could do some primitive hunting with.
Oh, primitive. Okay. Primitive hunting is the 3 days and
50 caliber black powder, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. But you say primitive hunting, you don't want it for the regular muzzleloader season? You want it for the 3 day February season?
Well, it's like this. I mean, I had a problem with my end line, and I took the barrel down there, and he said it wasn't safe to fire, so I thought,
okay.
Well, I'd probably be better off getting one gun that would cover both seasons.
Okay. Well,
if you understand what I mean.
Yeah, the primitive season in February 1st, 2nd, and 3rd is percussion cap or flintlock only.
Right.
Okay, but you can still, of course, use that if you like in the 2 week late muzzleloader season or the 3 day antlered or antlerless season or the antlerless season that's in now. So, you know, that if you want to go back to the future, so to speak, and try to come up with a percussion cap, you can do that. What I would do would be check out the pawn shops. You know, I would keep my eye out for that. And then anybody that shops for firearms, you know, and is always in the gun shop, tell them to keep their eye out for you.
Right. I mean, I haven't really checked the local gun shops. I'm sure I already know what the answer will be. But then,
well, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I see them all the time if you're looking for a percussion cap.
Now, if I did go the way of an end line, I'd like to talk with you sometime off the air.
Sure.
Give you a call. Okay. Alan, it's Halloween, so you know I work with little boys at my church.
Yep.
And the years, their study plans are divided up into quarters, and they're based on animals like deer, buffalo. So this quarter, we're doing caribou.
Right.
So I asked them, what type of cars do ghosts drive on Halloween?
Go ahead.
Caribou.
That's pretty good. What kind of cars do ghosts drive? Caribous. I got it, buddy.
Okay, Alan and then Robin. Listen, I will call you maybe sometime today or another time when it's more convenient for you.
That's fine. Yep, after the show's great.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Say bye.
See you, Emmett. Bye-bye. All right, there goes Emmett. Wow. All right, let's see. How about this? Fall's here, and excuse me for the wheeze, ladies and gentlemen, there, falls right here. And the cold weather's coming this week, nighttime in the 40s and low 50s and maybe into the 30s. So you have plenty of time to, you know, dress up your backyard, but you might want to start thinking about the gas fireplace insert even more seriously. But the other thing is you can have some nice times outside in the fall, too. You know, you can put new weatherproof table and chairs out there if you like. You can get some Adirondack chairs or rockers out there on your deck if you want to enjoy the cool evenings or the cool mornings. And all that can be found at Backyard Billy's. You'll find swing sets in Backyard Billy's backyard, Route 50, Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find storage sheds, free setup and delivery within 60 miles, and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. You'll find those colorful, weatherproof poly-outdoor tables and chairs, patio furniture. And if you go inside, you can check out the barbecue grills, pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, Big Green Egg. You can see them all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings to warm up those chilly fall evenings. Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillys.com or call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
You need to discover SML Footwear in Millersville. It's at 401 Headquarters Drive along Veterans Highway. That's right off Interstate 97. SML Footwear carries Dunlop rubber boots in several styles for hunting or for work. If you need deck boots, SML Footwear has Grundon's footwear and Grundon's rainwear, too, so you can dress like a waterman. And the display walls at SML Footwear are covered in thousands of socks, insulated, wool, hunting, work, diabetic, and everyday socks for men, women, and youth with Fox River socks and Carolina Ultimate socks that are made right here in the USA. All socks are 25% off at SML Footwear. Yes, 25% off with custom and bulk ordering available. SML Footwear also offers a 10% discount to police, fire, military, and first responders. Search SML Footwear online or Facebook. Stop by right off Interstate 97 or call 443-685-3779. That's 443-685-3779. Your feet will love you.
Hey, waterfowl season's right around the corner. You know the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated auto loaner on the planet? That's the A5 from Brownie. You want me to repeat that? I will. The most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated auto loader shotgun on the planet is the A5 from Browning. Comes in Mossy Oak Shadow Grass Blade Camo with a fiber optic front sight, that humpback receiver just like your grandfather's, ergonomically balanced, recoil-operated kinematic drive auto loader with 100,000 round and a 5-year guarantee. A5 from Browning. Available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. While you're there, take a look at the Maxus, M-A-X-U-S, an autoloader shotgun, waterfowl hunting perfection designed for specifically waterfowl hunting. The Maxus, 3-3.5-inch chamber, the new power drive gas system reduces recoil. You'll be glad you did. Also available at your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop. 410-242-6108. 242-6108 is the phone number. Website is clydesports.com. Two S's in the middle. Open 7 days a week. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's Clyde Sports Shop. And we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Line X is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clock's ticking, isn't it, Robin?
Yep.
Yep, it is.
The last day of muzzle giveaway, a muzzleloader,
it always goes
flies
crazy.
By.
Yep. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Looks like we're going to cut this off after the next caller, we will cut the drawing off for October. You okay with that, Robin?
I'm fine with anything.
All right. And then we'll get ready to do the drawing after the second break, so... All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. All right, well, we're done. Wow. We got an email from Joe that said there's a theory that Edgar Allan Poe died from rabies.
I've heard that before.
Have you? Interesting. Interesting. That could have been from anything. That could have been from a bat or a rat. Any mammals capable of contact.
But he lived a lot. He got drunk a lot on the street in Baltimore. It was probably a rat.
It could have been. Could have very well been. Yeah, no question. So,
I'm not picking on Baltimore.
Didn't
he get drunk in the street? He was kind of a drunkard towards the end.
Yeah, I got it. There's Anne Arundel County Health.org rabies alert from Captain Dawn. Sent me the link. So I'll forward that to you, Robin. You can read that while we're chatting here. So. We are waiting the final sign-up sheet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you have the last name?
No, I don't have the last one.
All right, give me 1 second. I'll send it to you.
No problem. Take your time.
It's got one name on it.
One name? Okay. Well, you want to just text it?
No, he can just text it, and I can write it down. We don't have to print it out.
Okay. All right.
Cool.
It's Emmett.
Oh, it's Emmett.
Okay. I got you, Emmett.
We got you, Emmett. Sounds good. And
let me write Emmett.
Do we have anybody
here
on the line now, Chris?
Yes, we have Felix.
Okay, let's talk to Felix. Morning, Felix.
Morning.
How are you?
Hey,
Alan.
Felix.
Morning, Robin. Just fine.
What's up?
I want to get into the contest.
Okay. All right, you're in the contest. Did Chris
for next you, for
you're
next month
for November?
That's fine.
Okay, good. Yep.
Be listening.
Awesome.
Right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care.
You have a great day, Felix.
Yep. So next up is, for November, is the Optima from the fine folks at CVA. You can view that online. It's a nitride-finished blue barrel with, pretty sure it's camo. I have to look at the model number. But that'll be the one for November, and we'll draw that the... probably the 1st of December, first Saturday in December for November, because the last Saturday of November will be opening day of deer season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. We've had some controversy about the opening day of deer season.
We've had conversations about it. You want me to stay home and do the show?
No, not opening day of deer season.
No?
No.
Oh. Oh, you mean talking about family planning and things like that? Oh, that's not that. That's fine. I think we got that. At least on my end of the stick, right? My end's good, right?
Yep.
All right, good. No, don't want any drama.
Okay.
Okay. What you got, Robin?
Nothing. You said we're giving away two books.
Yeah, we'll give away two record books
to different people.
Yes, dear.
Okay, so the first two I pick are going to be record books. The third is going to be the muzzleloader.
Correct.
Okay, You've
got a pen there, right? You're going to mark.
I got it covered.
Good morning, Keith.
Hey, can you guys hear me? Okay.
We can hear you just
now.
Right.
We can.
We couldn't hear you when you weren't on the phone.
I was using. I have these earbuds, and they're
$15 earbuds is you get what you pay for. And I guess it dropped the call. But I wanted to get on the drawing before you cut it off.
Had you called before?
Yeah, I was on hold.
No, I mean, had you called before during the month?
Yeah, last week I think I did.
Well, then you were in.
Then you're in. And we'll put you on for next month now.
Now you'll be on for next month.
Oh, okay.
Unless you win. What's that?
I'm going to win. I know that.
Oh, okay, good.
So I'm going to win twice.
All right. No, you're going to win once.
True.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
The purpose of my call was I got you on speakerphone now, so it's okay. But the purpose of the call was about the raccoons and the foxes. So here in Howard County, we have an app on our phone called Next Door Neighbor.
Okay.
And since I signed up for Next Door Neighbor, it includes Elkridge, Laurel,
right,
Columbia, Jessup, and Savage. So we kind of get together, and you hear reports around the area because we have a lot of bicycle trails around here. And there's been a tremendous amount of reports in the last couple of weeks over rabid raccoons and foxes.
Right.
And even people picking them up on their door cameras with a lot of foxes with mange.
Yep.
And just in the last 2 weeks, there's been like 5 reports.
Right.
So we don't know. We really don't know if it's just an uptick in rabies or if it's just the fact that we're able to, like,
communicate more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, probably a little bit of both. Probably a little bit of both.
So, and you're right, Alan. Heads up, if you see a raccoon, just like where I live in Jessup, we have raccoons in our garbage like every single night.
Sure.
And we actually had one in the recycling bin, and we shut the lid on it and and trapped it, right?
Right.
And because we heard it, rummaging around.
Yeah.
And it's like it's kind of like we don't know if it's like just a surge or if it's just normal.
Right.
But if you see a raccoon, if you see a fox, and it kind of looks like it's got mange hair on it.
Yeah.
Beware is what I'm saying.
Well, mange is totally different than rabies. I mean, mange is mange. Mange is caused by a parasite, and rabies is totally different than that. So there's not necessarily a connection between mange and rabies. However, an animal with mange will seek shelter just at the brink of death. I had one die in a cat box outside at the bottom of my steps at the house in Baltimore County. People will find dead foxes in their barns because they've snuck in there and died, and they've got mange. So, the mange has nothing to do with rabies. A perfectly healthy-looking fox can be rabid. Same way with a raccoon.
So let me ask you this. Would a good sign be just if you see a raccoon, if you see a fox during daylight hours?
Yep.
That's a dead sign right there.
Well, it's a sign. It's one of the signs. I mean, young foxes are out during the day. Foxes are out. Their predators are out hunting during the daytime, particularly in the winter. But if you see a fox in an area of a population that appears unafraid, in the same way with a raccoon, or the behavior is, confused, or the behavior is, approaches you, or it doesn't respond to what you would think a wild animal would respond to a human being in close encounter, that's when I would be concerned.
Okay.
So
yeah, I just wanted to put it out there for the listeners that, heads up on it. So.
Yep. Thanks, Keith. I appreciate the call.
Keith, you have a great day. Good luck.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay, Robert. Thanks.
Yep. All right. That was Keith. Another warning for what to watch out for.
You're going to do the break, right?
I'm going to as soon as I find my paperwork.
Will you get all your paperwork together? I know who won the muzzleloader, but I'm not telling until after the break.
Okay, why don't we do that? Macrotech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach carries Matthews, including the new V3, Bowtech Diamond, and Hoyt bows, and now the PSE Evo line for dealers only. Crossbows include Mission, Raven, and 10 Point. They tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store, and it will fit your unique draw length, that's your compound bow, and poundage requirements. Your arrows will be cut correctly, your accessories will be mounted professionally and correctly as well. If you ask, they can observe and correct any shooting issues you may have on the indoor range. Len Marsh is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians. Beginners and diehard bow hunters, athletes, and the well-connected know about Len and Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellence. He's done work for me on my compound bows and on my crossbow. And the bow technician, Corey, he knows everything. Crossbow hunters, if you bought your crossbow at Macrotech and it breaks, and Macrotech can't fix it in 24 hours, Macrotech will supply you with a loaner crossbow so you won't miss a day of hunting. Macrotech is a certified service center for 10 Point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton crossbows. So stop by Macrotech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. Visit MacrotechArchery.com or their Facebook page. The phone number is 410-789-7777, 410-789-7777. Macro knows bows, and we'll be right back.
Well, the winds are no longer off the ocean, but damage done with the coastal flooding. Flood warnings continue until high tide Sunday morning. Our temperatures today in the mid-60s, mid-50s for tonight. Partly cloudy Sunday, high 66, low 49. And early November features quiet and cool weather with high temps in the 50s and 60s. And start to see some of the season's first 30s showing up next week for low temps, first full week of November. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Burbender Sharpening is a world-renowned knife sharpening business located right here in Maryland. As a matter of fact, if you've ever seen a cooking show on your favorite food channel, Jimmy from Burbender's most likely sharpens their knives. But wait, there's more. As anglers and hunters, we depend on our knives to fillet fish, field dress game, and lots of other chores. As regular folks, we mow our lawn, cut our wood, and cook our food. We use scissors and shears and chainsaws and a host of tools that need to be sharp for best results. Burbender's sharpens everything. Burbender's is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. It's open Monday through Saturday, 8 till 3. And on Mondays, they even set up their mobile unit at Homestead Gardens in Severna Park from 9 till 2. You can always swing by their Edgewater shop for a quick turnaround or check burbenders.com for how and where to mail in your knives and tools for sharpening. Call toll-free 888-724-4769. That's 888-724-4769 with any question. Burbender specializes in the sharpening of high-end cutlery and can renew your household knives to better than new. Take all your kitchen knives to Burbender's. You won't be sorry. Burbender Sharpening in Edgewater sharpens everything. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand.
Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Robin.
Out. Oh. Hey, everybody. Oh, I thought you were going to at least say something.
No,
okay.
This is your deal, not mine.
We are going to announce the winners.
Okay.
The first winner of the first record book was Ken Thielen.
Hey, Ken. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Ken. The second record book winner was Michael Martin.
Michael, you'll get a nice record book in the mail.
And the muzzleloader winner was Tim Sherman.
Tim Sherman won the muzzleloader. Well, congratulations, everybody. We look forward to doing this again next month in the month of November. We'll have entries all the way up till the end. You can also email your entry if you like, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. So there are the winners. We'll be contacting each of them and letting them know of their prizes. So. That's why we collect your phone number, so we can call you and get your mailing address. And of course, Tackle Box Tim will be handing that muzzleloader directly to him, Tim Sherman. So how about that? All right, folks, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. The contest continues for the month of November. If you call in now, you will be entered in the November contest, and Chris will keep a record of that. And at the end of November, probably the first week of December, we'll be giving away the winner. Winner's name. We'll be drawing the winner for the November contest. How about that? All right. Too many texts. Too much stuff going on.
We have Thomas on the line.
Thomas. Good morning, Thomas. Then Dwayne. Then Barbara. Good morning, Thomas. How are you?
I'm doing good.
What's up?
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Ellis.
Well, good morning.
And congratulations to Mr. Sherman.
Yes, indeed.
Running to the phone trying to be that last caller.
Well, we'll get you on for November.
You're in. You're still in the contest.
You're the second caller for November.
That's right.
So. What's on the docket for November?
An Optima. It's a nitride finished blued or black barrel, and not sure if it's camo or not. I have to check. I believe it is. I believe it's the real tree camo. So,
is that a muzzleloader? Or...
Uh-huh.
That's also a muzzleloader. It's
we
an Optima from CVA. Yeah, we give away muzzleloaders
cool.
from the fine folks at CVA. They provide the muzzleloaders and
every October, November, December.
Every October, November, December. They're great people to work with, and they like us to put their name out there throughout the state of Maryland on our outdoors and radio show.
Yeah, the muzzleloader is probably the one weapon that I have no familiarity with, but would like to learn about.
Well,
so,
you're on the list. How about that? So,
excellent. Thank you. By the way, thank you, Mrs. Ellis, for educating me a little bit. I thought, like Mr. Ellis, that rabies was always fatal if not treated, but.
I wouldn't take a chance with it. Detritus to it,
no.
But if there's only a 1% chance or something like that, but still, it is not 100% fatal, but it's pretty daggone close.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I'm glad we're talking about it because I think a lot of folks, out of fear of what you hear about the shots and how painful they are,
right,
might, you know, avoid it. And I, like you, I would not take the chance. I would go and get the shots, no matter how painful they are. And
I don't think they're as painful as they used to be.
No, they're not like they used to be. And they've taken it down from like 6 inoculations to 2 or 3, I think, something like that, and not nearly as you know, horrible as they used to be. But you know what? Take 6 shots and live in a little bit of pain or die. you pick your option there.
I think that's what they call a no-brainer.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
There's a lot of wild animals that are making their way into further into the city and
sure.
other places.
Sure.
I know when I lived in Baltimore County on Silas Point Road in Dundalk, we had, and this was going back 15 years ago, and even back into the 90s when I was there, a lot of red foxes.
Oh, yeah.
And opossums. They're not aggressive to humans, but boy, they're when you encounter one.
Yeah, I know. They get nasty. Yeah, that big smile that they have, you know, that possum smile.
Yeah.
So I think the more important point is to educate people. You know, we not just have hunters and fishermen listen to this show, hunters and anglers, but we also have, you know, hikers, bikers, backpackers, kayakers, and bird watchers who are out there as well. So, you know,
and obviously now dog walkers.
Dog walkers. Yeah, I forgot to put them in the mix. I have to figure out how to put that into my little hiker, biker, backpacker, kayaker, and bird watcher and dog walker. Bird watcher, dog walkers.
I'll leave you with a quick funny and let the other callers get on.
Appreciate it.
You brought up the two different behaviors that an animal with rabies exhibits.
Yep.
I had to laugh when you brought up the one where they're just wild and crazy. I thought of Cujo. I did think of something that was far more scarier than even Cujo. I was reminded just the other day of something Ronald Reagan said. The 8 scariest words he ever heard were, "We're here from the government to help."
Yeah. Yeah. I'm from the government. I'm here to help you. Yeah, exactly. All right, buddy. Well, thanks for the call.
Take care, folks.
See you now.
You have a good one.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. I'm confused. There's so many names on the list here. Who's next, Chris?
The next person is Dwayne.
Dwayne, and then we take a break. Good morning, Dwayne. How are you?
I'm fine, Alan. Just got off of work. Good morning to you, too. And I do appreciate you allowing me to enter your contest.
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you very much. One of the things I wanted to mention was as far as the coyotes, aren't these eastern coyotes, don't they have like a wolf blood in them? Don't they call them a coy wolf, if I'm not mistaken?
Well, there's a lot of speculation about that. The eastern coyote, from like North Carolina south has some red wolf in it, but you know, it goes back generation after generation, and the eastern coyote has a minor amount of the northern wolf DNA, but it's so minor. I mean, you could almost call them purebred. However, they will breed with domestic dogs, and then you have a situation where they're called coy dogs. Not so much here, but in other places, throughout the West where there's more coyotes. They do have, you can Google coy dogs, and there's all kinds of photos online with these odd-looking dogs that are bred with coyotes. So, yes.
Right, I've heard of those, too. And
yeah.
The other rumor that I've heard was that supposedly Department of Natural Resources brought them in.
Didn't
and
happen.
I
Didn't
found
happen.
That hard to believe. Because
I will tell you who did bring some in and hired trappers to go to Texas, I believe, to capture coyotes and bring back to Maryland to be released, and that were the fox chasers, because the fox are a little too lame for the horses and the big dogs that they use, so they brought some coyotes in to chase. They thought that would be sporting.
And that was legal?
Of course not.
I wouldn't think so either. That's why I asked. Because I know I heard the rumor of the Department of Natural Resources, and I could not believe that.
No.
Not after all the effort that they put into restocking the national wild, you know, the turkeys.
The Wild
Turkey Federation.
Yeah.
That was a lot of money and time and effort that was spent, and let's face it.
Sure. Well, you know, deer were stocked here. back in the 40s, 30s and 40s, we were wiped out of deer here in Maryland. They were stocked primarily up at Aberdeen Proving Grounds and the, you know, with deer from the Midwest. And they spread to the Eastern Shore from in the late 40s. So, hey, well, I'm getting signals here, my friend. I've got to move on.
Absolutely. Y'all
have a great day.
Thank you, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
See ya. Yes, sir. Hey, at Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors in Edgewater, the hunting department has filled up. There's a fine selection of firearms by Gunrunner Arsenal, Matthews and Hoyt compound bows, with more coming, and Mission 10-point and Wicked Ridge crossbows, a large selection of arrows and broadheads and attractants and scents, and even Habit brand camo. You can try your archery skills on the Monster video shooting wall, and they have deer corn, too. The waterfowl department has decoys, blind bags, and ammo, and they're an authorized dealer for Bigfoot decoys. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, your crabbing headquarters, is located at 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. Call 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has everything you need for recreational commercial crabbing, freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle, too. For more information on your local crab headquarters, call 410-956-0300 or visit baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. Attention, watermen, bring your license for your discount. Bay Country Crabbing Supplies. You know what? Clyde Sports Shop has a large selection of Browning firearms, including the entire series of Satori over and under shotguns. Satori shotguns are used for shooting sports, for upland bird hunting, and they have the Satori Sporting Model. They have in 12 and 20 gauge. They have the Satori CXT, which is just a little step down the ladder, and then the Satori White Lightning, the new model. All of them come equipped with chrome-plated chambers, a triple trigger system, backboard technology, and Investor Plus choke tubes. So check it out at Clyde Sports Shop if you're into the upland birds or shooting sports. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports. We'll be right back after this.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Barbecue grills, pellet stoves, gas stoves, electric stoves, wood stoves, all from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. They've got the Traeger pellet grills. They've got the ceramic grill smokers from Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. Visit BackyardBilly's.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Do what we did and check out those great gas fireplace inserts from Enviro and Regency, and you can stop by Route 50, Exit 44, Evans Avenue, Graysonville, for Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, the fireplace. All right.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Let's talk to Barbara. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, and thanks for taking my call. The last time I spoke with you and your wife, I was headed to a Trump rally, and I was so excited.
Good for you. Well, you may have more to attend in the future.
I got up early enough and happened to hear you, and I didn't even think about this. And so I found out, because friends of mine hunt, and I'm a connoisseur of venison.
Oh, good.
And he sent me a picture of the deer, because they got their hunting there. And I wanted to know whether or not you know of a butcher who does deer sausage. I think all due to deer sticks and, you know, the sticks.
Mm-hmm.
But I had sausage at someone else's house, and that deer sausage is so good.
Yes, it is.
Do you know a butcher who does the deer sausage?
There are several, and if you will call me off the air or send me an email, can you email?
I've got a pen.
Ellis, my last name, Ellis, E-L-L-I-S, at ellisoutdoors.com.
Ah.
And where do you live, Barbara?
Oh, I live in Dundalk. And
okay.
The person who called and said that on Solace Point they used to have Red Fox, well, they still do.
I got it. All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the question. Yep.
Have a good one.
Have a good one. And Philip. Good morning, Philip. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. God gave me another day to breathe, so I'm going to try to make the best of it.
Good for you, buddy. Good for you.
Good morning, Miss Robin. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I got to pick your brain. Last week, I called you about the scope for the rifle.
Yes, I remember.
I was listening to the radio
about
your station through my phone, and some Fruit Loop calls me and wants to talk, and he messed up my – I did not hear the name of the scope.
Okay. It's a Simmons.
Okay.
I think it's 2-6, and it's the 22 mag. Runs about 50 bucks, and it's really good, really nice scope.
Sure.
Simmons. For the price, the 22 mag, what a great scope.
Okay, that's fabulous. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And just a little side note, if you wanted to avoid drama, you would have stayed single.
I love it.
Okay, buddy. Thanks for the
best comment of the day.
Yeah. Hey, Ron, I'd love to talk to you, but there's the music, unfortunately. Give us a call back next week, and we'll be more than glad to chat. Miss Robin?
Everybody, get out, stay safe. Watch out for kids tomorrow night, and if you have any littles or grand littles, enjoy them. Special times.